This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the post-budget webinar on employment today via video conferencing. The key keys of this webinar include investing in people, the economy, and the innovation. He will also address the gathering on this occasion. This webinar will foster the collaboration among the government, industry, academia, and the citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency, and inclusive growth over the past 10 years. He was addressing a post-budget webinar yesterday held on the MSME as the engine of growth, manufacturing, exports, and nuclear energy emissions, regulatory investment and ease of doing business reforms.
बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने लगातार reforms, financial discipline, transparency और inclusive growth को लेकर अपनी प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है. Consistency और reforms का assurance एक ऐसा बदलाव है जिसकी वजह से हमारी इंडस्ट्री के भीतर नया आत्मविश्वास आया है.
Highlighting the various measures taken to facilitate the ease of doing business in the country, Mr. Modi said that the government implemented the Jan Vishwas Act and introduced the concept of the simplified income tax by reducing the compliances. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the national goal is to make India a developed country before the end of the first half of the century. In a concluding remarks at a two-day visitors' conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the President said to achieve these goals, all stakeholders of educational institutions and the students would have to move forward in this global mindset. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, called on the United Kingdom Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, at 10 Downing Street in London, where they discussed taking forward bilateral economic cooperation and enhancing the people-to-people exchanges. Following this meeting, Dr. Jaishankar shared on social media expressing his delight in meeting the Prime Minister Starmer and conveying the warm greetings of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Dr. Jaishankar also mentioned that the PM Starmer shared the UK's perspective on the Ukraine conflict. Later, Dr. Jaishankar met with a British counterpart, Foreign Secretary David Lammy. Dr. Jaishankar also met with the Home Secretary of the United Kingdom, Yvette Cooper, in London. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during this meeting, both sides discussed the flow of talent, the people-to-people exchanges, and the joint efforts in tackling the trafficking and extremism. The Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, and the Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Pralhad Joshi, flagged off the first ever trials of the hydrogen power heavy duty trucks in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Gadkari said that this hydrogen is a fuel of the future with immense potential to transform India's transportation sector by reducing the emissions and enhancing the energy self-reliance. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has presented a plan to boost Europe's defence industry and increase the military capabilities. Briefing the media in Brussels about the plan, the EU chief said that Europe is in an era of the rearmament and this region is ready to massively boost its defence spending. She said that the plan, dubbed as Rearm Europe, can mobilise over $841 billion of defence spending. In men's cricket, India stormed into the final of ICC Champions Trophy, defeating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai last evening. Chasing a target of 265, the men in blue successfully overhauled the total, scoring 267 for 6 in 48.1 overs in the first semi-final. Virat Kohli, who top scored with 84 from 98 balls, was named the player of the match. In the second semi-final, New Zealand will face South Africa in Lahore today. The winners of the second semi-final will face India in the final on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.